It's a week before recycling pickup day, and we've found two residents in New Hanover County who are willing to let us root around in their household garbage for potential recycling mistakes.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Mom.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yep, that's my mom and stepdad, Arlu and Don Elson. It's harder than it sounds to find willing guinea pigs. Apparently, garbage is a very personal thing. We're joined today by Joe Suleiman, director of New Hanover County's Environmental Management Department, and Lynn Bestel, the county's solid waste planner. They're here to help dispel some popular misconceptions about best recycling practices. First, we hit the recycle bin, which sits outside.
This is a number one PET plastic, very common. It's used for soda bottles, water bottles, and, you know, our society goes...
Joe Suleiman is holding an empty Diet Coke bottle.
But one of the questions I would say Lynn and I get more often than not on these types of plastics is, what do we do with the lids? Do we leave the lids on or do we take them off? And consistently today, the recyclers say leave the lid on.
That's because a newer process puts all the material through a shredder. And since the different types of plastics, in this case number one versus number five, also have different weights, the material is effectively separated. It's the same story with those plastic labels on bottles.
So, Joe, if there had been, say, a glass bottle in there with a plastic cap, would you leave the cap on that bottle?
All glass gets crushed.
It goes through a tumbling mill, so items like plastic caps rotate out for disposal. And that means that even glass jars with metal lids, like that pickle jar, can be tossed into the recycle bin with the lid.
That metal lid will get ejected out. And on some really fancy recycling systems, on the discharge end, they'll have a cross-belt magnet that's going through all the discharge material and pulling all the ferrous metals off of there for recovery as well.
New Hanover County recently paid a consultant to recommend a long-term strategy for managing the county's waste. From where Joe Suleiman sits, he and the consultant agree diverting more material out of the waste stream and into recycling facilities is a critical part of any waste management plan.
At least 30% of the total inbound tons coming to landfill is recyclable material, and all those materials are banned from landfill disposal anyway.
Aluminum beverage containers, plastic drink containers.
You know, all those things, they make up such a huge quantity of our waste stream today, and yet people continue to just throw it out with their regular garbage.
There are many reasons that people don't recycle. Residents who don't live within Wilmington city limits have to arrange it themselves at some cost, whether it's ordering the service a la carte or organizing material and driving it to a drop-off center. There are enough obstacles, says Suleiman, that offering county-wide curbside recycling will be a necessary step in any long-term plan.
It's got to be affordable enough for the residents to be encouraged to do it, but they've also got to see a benefit on the back end. If I reduce the amount of trash I'm disposing of, I should see a corresponding reduction in my trash disposal rates. So really that reduction on your trash rates should more than offset the cost of the expanded recycling.
Confusion about what to recycle and how to recycle is another obstacle. With nearly a half dozen service providers in the region,
the recyclable materials end up at many different processing facilities that have dramatically different processing capabilities.
Our volunteer homeowner, Don Elson, wonders about what to do with all those plastic bags. He takes them back to the grocery store.
Are there limitations on what kind of plastic we can include there?
What the stores are set up for is what's called the number two plastic bag, and that's the most common plastic bag. It's also one of the most aerodynamically efficient structures ever made by man. Those things take off when a gust of wind hits them, and they're a litter problem.
Now that so many stores have bag return options, they're more frequently recycled into park benches and landscaping timbers. The bags can't go into the single-stream recycling system, says Suleiman, because they can gum up the works and stop the whole operation.
The first step is if there's not a stamp on that plastic bag, the recyclable logo, don't bother recycling that because that's going to get pulled off as residue through the recycling process anyway.
Suleiman says his family reuses all those bags and plastic liners that can't be returned to a store.
At my house, we use that for pet litter cleanup. We also use it to line the small trash cans you may have in your restroom.
Now that we've poked through the recycle bin outside, it's time to root through the kitchen garbage to see if there's anything here that could be recycled.
Tissues, used tissues and paper towels never get recycled.
That's because any fiber product that's already contaminated could ruin the recovery process for other material down the line.
For example, pizza boxes. Pizza boxes are probably by far the most misunderstood recyclable item out there. Once you get grease on that pizza box, it is not recyclable.
The grease creates voids in the paper, says Suleiman. When the water is squeezed out of the pulp, what's left is no longer structurally sound.
And they will have to reject the entire run that they made that day because they don't know how deep that contamination goes. So you could potentially talk about tens of thousands of dollars of wasted product.
But if the lid of the pizza box doesn't have grease or cheese, tear that off and toss it in the recycle bin. While countywide curbside recycling is at least part of the holy grail of a strategic waste management plan, Suleiman says that for now, his full attention is on the county's request for proposal process. The winner of that contract could play a role in how and whether the county expands its recycling program.
We will take those back to the county commissioners in January and likely will get direction to begin negotiations with the winning bidder or bidders in February.
In the meantime, the population continues to grow, which means the amount of waste going to the landfill continues to grow. But one bright spot, says Suleiman, is that waste is rapidly becoming a commodity that needs to be managed rather than a liability. As for the Elson's garbage, apparently it passes muster with Joe Suleiman.
You know, I've got to say it. Very nice job. Very nice job. There's nothing in here that here in the local community that we could effectively recycle. So you get a gold star.
Oh, well, thank you.
Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.